Hello and welcome to Cultivate to Thrive podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Gunn, founder of Cultivate and Thrive. I am a self-actualization and mindset coach. I help Christian professional moms thrive in their reclaimed value as they cultivate a fulfilling and purposeful life. In these episodes, you will hear me share lots of information and experiences with you. Occasionally, I will bring on a guest to share what they've gone through and how they've handled things, or just something really interesting or fun. You can find me live on LinkedIn, the Cultivate and Thrive Facebook page, and the Cultivate and Thrive YouTube channel. You can listen to podcasts after they've been uploaded on your favorite podcasting platform. I am so grateful for you. Thank you for joining me. If you find something is useful, please share. Also, I appreciate comments and feedback and ideas of things you would like to hear more about. Thank you and welcome to today's episode. Hello. Again, welcome to today's episode, Forgive Yourself, a Brief Workshop in Forgiveness. This is going to be something a little bit different. I'm not really going to be engaging in the audience with the audience participation today because I want you to kind of have an experience today. I also want you to know that I have created this PDF, Forgive Yourself. And if you do want it, so you can come back and refer to it, please reach out. You can send me your email by DM. You can email me at cultivateandthrive@gmail.com or just make a comment that you would like it and we'll arrange to get it to you via email. Thank you so much. I would like everybody to kind of just settle in and get ready for this experience. And again, this is going to be brief. So what I'm going to share with you is something that you will want to take time and do. And if you want me to facilitate it for you personally or for a group, please reach out. I'll be happy to do that. So let's all just take a couple of deep breaths and get ourselves in the moment to be prepared to forgive yourself. Deep breath in. Breathe out. Deep breath in. Breathe out. Deep breath in. Breathe out. Now, why forgiveness? Many of us struggle internally with things that have happened to us or things that we have done, things we have caused, and we can't just get beyond where we believe we have fallen short to move forward. We feel hurt by what others have done. We've caused hurt that we blame ourselves for, and we're just really struggling with an internal turmoil. How we have hurt others, how we have hurt ourselves, how we have allowed others to hurt us. Some things may be small, some things may be large, some things may just feel large. You know that if you just live with someone and just shove down your emotions, they just grow and grow and grow until they take you over, right? They're in everything. You have that underlying hurt and guilt. Well, the raw truth is that if you don't value yourself, who is really going to value you? Your lack of self-confidence, your lack of self-worth will just show through anything you're pretending to be, any mask you're pretending to wear. People will see that. They'll see through that. Forgive yourself so that you can value yourself. Forgive yourself so you can move forward and be the best you that you were created to be. I want to share the scripture with you. It's from 2 Corinthians 5:17. So whoever in Christ is a new creation, the old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. I'm going to read it again, a little bit slower, and I want you to just close your eyes and listen and let these words wash over you. So whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. Think about what that scripture means to you and what it can mean to you. Let the old be the old. Let the new come in. Now in the PDF, I have shared what I have made. I love doing this with words. So it spells forgive, right? Find, own, realize, give, internalize, vindicate, and embrace. That's the steps that we're going to utilize to help you get to a place where you can forgive yourself. And again, this is quick and brief. These steps may take time to move through, move past, and move forward. So we talk about find. You're going to want to spend some time thinking about things that may have happened to you or that you may have done that just don't feel right. Whether it's something you've allowed to happen to yourself, something that you have caused, something that you unknowingly caused that you feel guilty about, regret about, something that has occurred to you that gives you a feeling, maybe you're holding on to guilt, resentment, or let's use the strong word hate. Sometimes as humans, we really do envelop hate, which is not good. You allow these feelings to really just eat at you, eat at your inner core, eat at who you are. It tears you away little by little. It tears away your self-confidence. It tears away your self-value. You're worth more. When you really have spent time contemplating these things that are holding you back, making you feel small, you need to own the behaviors or the events that happened. What part did you play? Was it intentional? Could be unintentional. Sometimes they have the same outcome and cause the same feelings. But own your behavior. If someone did something to you, did you allow it? Are you not setting boundaries? What could you have done to stop it, to allow the person to realize that you're worth more? You have value. You don't deserve to be treated that way. Own it. After you have owned these things, then realize. Realize that these things do not define you. They're not who you are. You need to know your value. You need to know your worth. You need to know your talents and your strengths. You need to know who you were created to be. You need to find your purpose. You need to live it. Again, realize that these bad things, these bad feelings, they don't define you. So don't allow it. Realize you are worth more. Give. Give love. Give support. Give kindness to yourself and to others. You know what they say? Kindness reaps kindness. Kindness spreads. It's contagious. Be kind to yourself. When you're feeling valueless, when you're feeling just awful, when you're feeling resentful, hurt, give. Give yourself love. Give yourself support. Give yourself kindness. Whether it be with an experience, I really don't recommend purchasing material things to invoke these feelings because that's fleeting. But do something that's lasting. Speak positivity. Speak kindness to yourself. Write words of affirmation on your mirror so you see it in the morning and the evening. Don't just see it. Read it out loud with feeling till you believe it. Give love, support, and kindness to yourself and others. Then internalize. Feel the love and support within. Remember, you need to say the words out loud till you feel them. Internalize it. Feel the love and support you have for yourself. Feel the value that you know you are worth. Start with gratitude so that you can feel the peace. What are you thankful for? What do you have to offer that you're thankful for? Again, if you have a hard time with these, please reach out because you were created to be uniquely you. The world needs the you that you were created. So you do have that value. And sometimes we have a hard time finding it, realizing it, owning it, aiming it. Internalize it so that you can give it. Vindicate. Set yourself free from these things that you found that are holding you back, bringing you down, that you're owning. Set yourself free. Forgive yourself. Let it go. It's in the past. Move forward. Embrace you, love you, know your value. You need to do this every day. Start in the morning when you wake up, end it in the evening, and if you need to, do it throughout the day. Build yourself up. Value yourself. You were created for a purpose. You are not a mistake. You are needed. Embrace that. Those are the steps. Find, own, realize, give, internalize, vindicate, and embrace. Really revel in the process. Drink it in. Take it in. And live it regularly, especially if you had a rough day, rough week, rough month, rough year. Do it as often as you need to. Holding on to hurt and disappointment, wrongdoing, all those things will only cause you to suffer and be stuck. They'll stop you from moving forward. As the Army would say, it would stop you from being all that you can be. Utilize the short program to help heal yourself. We're all unique individuals with innate talents and strengths that provide value that others need. Don't forget that. And if you need help discovering what is right and good about you, reach out. You can schedule a Discovering You call that will help determine if we're a fit for coaching, that I can help you embrace all that you are, help you work through forgiveness, help you develop the inner you that you're created to be. Thank you for joining me today for this brief workshop in forgiveness to learning how to forgive yourself. I hope and pray that it provided value to you. Please share it with others who may need it. The world can be very harsh, and we need to support each other. And it all starts within you. Thank you.